Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 4th, 2017. Today is Tuesday in the fifth week of Lent. Here are a couple of verses from Psalm 126. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Every time I read that psalm, all I can think about is that hymn that seemed to be sung in every Hollywood representation of a frontier church. There would be 25 or 30 grim people inside a clapboard church building, and they would be warbling out the words, bringing in the sheaves. Well, I confess, even though the chorus has stuck with me through the years, I couldn't remember the verses to the hymn, so I looked them up. And I was particularly struck by the third verse. Going forth with weeping, sowing for the Master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, He will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. What the song reminds us about and what the psalm reminds us about is that the fruit of the harvest doesn't happen automatically. The sheaves, the bundles of grain, do not magically appear. The life of the farmer is full of toil and strife and disappointment, full of pain, full of uncertainty, sometimes full of tears. When the people of Israel sang Psalm 126, they often sang it on pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem. And what they remembered by singing this psalm of Ascent, as it was called, what they remembered was their slavery in Egypt, seeds of tears led to God's deliverance from Egypt. They recalled their captivity in Babylon, where they sowed seeds of tears and eventually were liberated. Sowing seeds of tears was so much a part of who they were as a people, to labor under oppression and to know the joy of freedom, to reap the harvest of freedom having labored under oppression. That seems particularly appropriate for those of us in the United States today as we commemorate the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this day in 1968. And I took a few minutes and looked up his last speech. He gave it just hours before he was shot. And here are the last lines of that speech. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Amazing speech. And while Martin didn't quote Psalm 126, I'm guessing he was pretty familiar with the words. I'm guessing he understood what it was to sow with tears. I'm guessing going out weeping, he understood the promise of bringing in the harvest. And that might have been something of what he was trying to convey to his audience the last night of his life. Well, we've got our work cut out for us, don't we? Both in this Lenten season, in our own particular walk of faith, in this world so full of tears. We've got some seeds of grace and seeds of mercy and seeds of justice and seeds of love to plant, don't we? We've got to scatter some gentleness and some loving kindness and some patience and some long-suffering. And that kind of spiritual work is often infused with tears. But as the psalmist proclaims optimistically, those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the hand of Moses, your servant, you led your people out of slavery and made them free at last. Grant that your church, following the example of your prophet Martin Luther King, may resist oppression in the name of your love, and may secure for all your children the blessed liberty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.